Well, hi there, it's Margaret Nichols, and welcome back for day 7 of your 7 days of awakening experience adventure together. If you made it this far, I am so proud of you, and I'm really impressed that you did. And I want to honor you for taking this mini deep dive with me into your soul, into your being, into figuring out what makes you tick and how you can be a better and loving and more compassionate person in the world. That's really an incredible gift that you're giving yourself and to everyone around you. So kudos to you. I really honor you, and thank you for being here. So this week we've gone over all of these concepts and ideas and themes and processes and ways of being. And, you know, we had limited time here. I tried to put in a lot, but all of these experiences could, you know, be years and years of processes and, you know, learning and delving and discovering. And I hope to spend more time with you in some of my more advanced work, actually kind of getting more under the hood of all of this stuff. But aside from that, I'm happy that we spent this time together. And I want to leave you with one final, very important idea, and the idea of surrender. And when I say surrender, I really mean being okay with everything as it is. Or one of the ways that I say it is making love to the present moment, loving what comes, whether it's good, whether it's bad, believing, having faith that this is a beneficent world. And what that surrender looks like is it really means allowing. Can you allow whatever comes up? Can you allow it when it doesn't look so great? Can we allow it when usually we can allow it when it looks terrific and it's really fun and it's really sexy and it's really enlightening and peaceful and loving? And it's a little more challenging to allow it when it's stickier, right? And all of this stuff that we're doing, you know, it's not like we're all going to become enlightened beings in this lifetime, although we might, and it would be incredible if we did. It's not that we're always able to lead with love in all of these instances. It's that we're trying that really matters, you know, and acknowledging that we're human and that we're going to make mistakes. And that's exactly what being human is. So surrendering to the idea that life will have its ups and downs, and the only thing that we have control over is the grace with which we approach how we fall down, or even the grace that which would we approach how we are when we raised up, so that we're not like a douchebag about being on top of the world and we cultivate the sense of compassion for others around us. This idea of surrender is completely counterintuitive to everything we were talking about before in terms of goal setting and going after something and taking action. Surrender is really allowing whatever it is to come up to come up. Or, and sometimes that means something leads, something that we want to hold on to. Can we even surrender to the positive things in life? So can we, sometimes it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to let go of the negative stuff and put it behind me. But surrendering also means, can we let go of the things that we love? Can you let go of the person that you love? Can you let go of your identity, of the career and who you are, your stature in the world? Can you let go of someone that you really care about, even if you are in relationship with them? Because only in freedom can love truly thrive. Isn't that right? And so, and only in freedom from you seeing yourself as this person XYZ and the labels that we've constricted for ourselves and constructed for ourselves, can we be free? Because if we go to our deathbed needing to hold on to, I was a mom and I was a doctor and I was this and I was this and I was this, then there's no risk there. There's no gamble. There's no potential for magic if, again, we need to be right all the time. We know what everything looks like. Everything's a concrete path in front of us. We have to be able to loosen it up and allow and go with the flow in order to create that space for the invisible. And this invisible blank space of not knowing is so completely vulnerable and so opposite to the way that we were taught the world works today. And we were taught that it's weak to be vulnerable and it's weak to not know what's next. Instead of being able to be in that blank creative space of pure potential, that blank space that's just waiting for a spark of that divine light to create something for us, which is bigger and more beautiful than we ever could have imagined for ourselves. And that's why we have to surrender to what is and let go of both the good and the bad, because it's the process of hooking into something that hooks something into our heart, right? And that keeps us closed, and that keeps us closed to other different options. And as beautiful as something can be, if we release it and we give it its freedom, there's a different freedom that's created around it. And then there's more room, more space, more clarity for the same thing to continue to come back in, or something bigger and brighter. The hardest thing about surrender is faith. Because if we really cultivated and had a very strong sense of faith that, as we've been speaking about, this is a benevolent, beneficent universe, and there is this divine force that's safety and protecting us and always keeping us in a sacred place and putting us through a process so that we're evolving toward our highest good. If we really felt that at the core of our being, in every inch of our bones, then surrender would be easy, right? Or at least easier, because we have that experience, we've practiced that faith that once I surrender, I see that something's been better for me on the other side of it. And the more we do that, the more we practice and the more experiences we have of that, you know, we start to build our own little library. And that library is ours. It's our personal experiences. And the more and more and more experiences you have, the greater and deeper your faith is, until it's unshakable one day, you know, until something perhaps horrible happens and you can still remain safe in that space, in that safe space of that faith. And that's what it's for. Because in this universe, everything that is connected by this energy that we've been speaking of is connected to one thing. One thing. That's the concept of oneness. That no matter what I do, it flows through the energy of something around me, or even something or someone across the world or on a different planet. We are all interconnected in that way. And our healing together is a holistic way of evolving together and raising in consciousness. So when we believe that, and when we act from that place in every interaction that we have, when we bring that kind of acceptance and responsibility and generosity and love to every interaction we have, because remember, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So the guy in the grocery store line or the deli line is exactly the same as handling a breakup with compassion, or how we treat our child with compassion or love. It's all the same, same, same. One part cannot be taken out from that. It's all oneness. And when we lead our life in reverence to that oneness, and when I say reverence, I mean in respect to that oneness, to surrender means to say, I trust you. I believe in you. I think we're all in this together, and we're evolving toward something higher and better and sparklier. And when we go through these practices and these concepts and these meditations, and we faithfully do it over and over, sometimes the hardest time to do it is when we don't quite believe it. You have to fake it till you make it a little bit. But what you do, and then that turning point of grace comes, and you have that experience that's yours, that no one can take away with you, that, oh yeah, this path is for real. And you know what? I do have this ultimate love available inside of me, blazing a path forward, as crazy as that sounds. And wow, maybe I should focus on this a little more to harness this power and this energy inside of me. Well, if we can all do that together, and if we all choose to live our lives this way, our lives in this way, then that's when the world changes, right? So I want to encourage you, however you move forward after this, however you choose to expand yourself, whether it's with me or another teacher or just investigating on your own, that you remain curious, that you remain optimistic, that we can choose to try to be loving even when we fail, and that that's really the choice that we can make. And that in this crazy time, all of these things that are coming up right now, they really are just a cleansing or a clearing. And the power that we have is how we react to them. And by virtue of the fact that you're listening to this and have made it this far, you are most certainly a person that's on the forefront of this leading energy. And that's really incredible. That's an incredible gift for you and an incredible gift for humanity, because more than likely you're kind of pulling along some people behind you who have a little heavier weight than you do. And I understand what a large responsibility that is. So good on you for taking that on and for clearing up your own stuff so that you can hold for other people. So I want to thank you for your time with me this week. Let's get back into our last meditation together. So if you can, I'd like you to close your eyes wherever you are and start to bring your attention inwards. Allow the day up till this moment to just fall into the past behind you. Allow your future after this meditation to remain there in the future. You'll catch up to it in no time. And for now, let's take a few minutes for you to touch that inner life and that higher self. And take a nice deep breath into your body. And exhale. And bring your attention down to your heart, that dark, warm, sacred space. And start to bring your attention to the energy of your heart. And just see if you can relax a little bit more with the muscles and the bones and the skin in that heart area. Just a nice deep breath. And with the breath out, just feel that area relaxing a little bit. A little tension that you might have been holding there unconsciously or inadvertently just sweeping away, just falling from you. And into this heart space, you can call in or invite or invoke that sense of divine presence or love or source, higher self. Whatever is that playful spirit that you've been working with this week, call that magic into your heart and ask him or her, or it or you, to join yourself in your heart here. And let that heart energy and space expand out. Think about all the people that you know and how they also have this heart space and this energy within them. Anyone in your family, your friends, the people you work with. Think about your city and your county, your state, your country, all the countries around the world. Billions and billions of people, all with these walking, pulsating, energetic heart spaces. And all of the star stuff out there, billions and billions, infinite amounts of cosmic space and endless grace and shining stars that all carry this energy within them. And when we start to recognize that, all of these hearts beating and pulsating with this divine energy all around this world, and who knows what's beyond this world, how many billions of other beings might exist in places that we can't even conceive of, that we may never even know about in this lifetime. All of those hearts and that energy and their spirit, they all beat as one powerful force. We are all connected as this one great thing. And what's absolutely incredible about all of us being tiny parts of this one giant thing is that the power of that one giant thing is ours to harness when we get in touch with this heart space. And that one giant thing only wants what's best and brightest for us. It wants what's best and brightest for everyone in your family, for everyone that's ever lived and that will live. For this is evolution, how we can brighten and lighten and enlighten up And the power of this heart space is fueled by the force of love. Love for growth, love for life, love for existence on this planet and many others. And when we could see that all of these billions of beating hearts all over the world are fueled by the spirit of love, we know that anything birthed from and started from these heart spaces can be filled with love and service to others. And we also see all of these billions and billions, an infinite amount of hearts beating with this spirit, are here to take care of us, are here to protect us. And so today and every day from now on, if you are willing, into this heart space, ask. Ask to surrender. Ask to say, whatever comes is for my highest good. Whatever comes, I will make the best of it. Whatever comes, it's for me to grow and learn. Whatever comes, I release it right back. Despair, love, happiness, fear, anger. I surrender to my fullest experience in the moment, completely selfishly, so that it can transform me to my highest and cleanest and purest self. I trust that if I approach life in this way, that life will reward me with my soul's greatest blessings. The good, the bad, and the ugly, I surrender. I take it as it comes. The beautiful and prosperous and magnificent, I surrender. I take it as it comes. Same, same, equal weight to both. Because this is how we become free. Free of any ties that bind us. Free to live moment to moment with the kind of curiosity and wonderment usually only reserved for young children. If we can go back into that heart space with the awareness of letting each moment go, surrendering to it no matter what it looks like, we have an opportunity to become those young children again. Wide-eyed, grateful, in awe, in wonder. And if you're not quite there yet, if perhaps you haven't yet built the faith that this is a beneficent universe, and that we're here to be rewarded for our presence, perhaps you can just ask your heart and say, you know what, I'm not sure about this yet, but I'm willing to be willing to surrender. Because without surrender, without a devotion to the presence of ourselves, which is just us showing up for ourselves moment by moment, we don't have the awareness for everything else we need in life. And for a moment, think back, how has not surrendering worked out for you? How has gripping and control and manipulation and clinging worked? Whenever you did that with a situation, with a person, with work, with something you were striving for, every time you tried to hold on tighter, not only was it more stressful, but usually it slipped away. Or perhaps you achieved what you got and what you wanted, but usually with a sense of stress and depletion. What if you could let go and allow the flow of life to carry you and to organically and naturally bring you everything your heart desires? That is the equation of surrender. That is a gift that's bestowed to us when we are willing to let go And letting go is not a one-shot deal. Letting go is every minute, every moment, every hour, every day, every second of our life, over and over and over. And we get better and better at it. So inside your heart, again ask, am I willing to be willing to surrender? And to close out here, if you're willing, I'd like to send you a special Diksha blessing over these airwaves. And so we'll sit in silence for just a moment, and the intention behind this blessing is that you surrender, that you might be willing to surrender, and that on the other side of that coin, that all of the wishes and desires that you've ever wanted in your life flow forth with such grace and beauty that it upends you, and that your faith is strengthened forevermore. Just remain with your eyes closed for a few seconds now. Time you can bring yourself back into your life, open your eyes back to action and what you need to do next. I've really enjoyed spending this time with you. I hope it was illuminating for you. I hope that we spend some more time together in the future. I'm always here if you want to reach out or you have any questions or want to share some stories. Thank you for trusting me with your time. Sending you so much love. Namaste.